Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the GNSO EPDP Phase 2 team meeting taking place on the 23rd of May. And let us locate that line quickly. One moment. All right, it looks like it was located. Perfect. In the interest of time, there'll be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Zoom room. If you are only on the telephone, could you please identify yourselves now? We have listened apologies from James Bladel, Milton Mueller, and Alex Deacon. They have formally assigned Sarah Wild, Stefan Filipovic, and Jen Gore as their alternate for this call and any remaining days of absence. Alternates not replacing a member are required to rename their line by adding 3 Z's to the beginning of their name, and then add alternate and their affiliation at the end, which means you are automatically pushed to the end of the queue. To rename in Zoom, just hover over your name and click rename. Alternates are not allowed to engage in the chat apart from private chats, nor use any other room functionality such as raising hand, agreeing, or disagreeing. As a reminder, the alternate assignment form must be formalized by the Google assignment form. The link is available in all meeting invite emails. Statements of interest must be kept to date. If anyone has any updates to share, please raise your hand or speak up now. Seeing or hearing no one, all documentation and information can be found on the EPDP Wiki space. Please remember to state your name before speaking for recording purposes. Recordings will be circulated on the mailing list and posted on the public wiki space shortly at the end of the call. Thank you. And with this, I'll turn it back over to Yanis Karklins. Please begin.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Let me start by confirming agenda. Agenda was circulated to all of you on Tuesday. And the question is there any opposition to proposed agenda and preliminary timetable? I see none. I take that we can follow this agenda as proposed. Thank you very much. Let us go to item 3, housekeeping issues. I would like to inform the team that I had bilateral meeting with the ESSAC earlier. No, it was end of last week. We had very engaging discussion that allowed me to better understand the position of members of ESSAC and what are their main preoccupations. So, I do not have any further requests for bilateral meetings, but as I mentioned, I am open to meet any group at their pleasure. So, is there any question on this update? I see none. Then let us move to the next one. Propose next steps in relation to board action on phase one recommendations. We had requests from members of the team to discuss this issue last time, and I suggested that we would not do it while issue was very hot. Now it has calmed down slightly, the board decision and supporting information has been published. I believe that everyone had a chance to look it through. Nevertheless, if I may ask one of the board liaisons to the team, maybe to speak briefly about the essence of the board decision.
Hi, Yanis. This is Chris. I'll happily do that. And if Leon wants to add anything, I think he's on the call as well, and can do so. I guess the key points that hi everyone. I guess that the key points everyone would like to be briefly covered are the two bits where the board has not adopted the recommendations. They are parts of a whole recommendation 1, purpose 2, and recommendation 12. I could spend a happy 5 minutes of everyone's time just reading to you from the rationale and the resolutions, but I'm guessing that everybody has already done that. There is a process in place now, and that process involves the board and the GNSO entering into consultations. And clearly, the appropriate way for the members of the EPDP team to deal with it, the issue, is for them to be in communication directly with the GNSO Council. And it may well be that the GNSO Council has questions for the EPDP team to inform their consultations with the board. That said, let me just give a very brief overview of the two items that we did not adopt. The first one was recommendation one, purpose two. And the reason we didn't adopt it are set out in the rationale, but in essence, the European Commission's letter of the 17th of April states that purpose, and I'm going to quote directly from it, seems to describe a means or a processing activity rather than a purpose itself, unquote. That letter also mentions the completion issue, ICANN and the contracted parties must not be conflated with the interests of third parties. That was then followed up by the Commission's letter of the 3rd of May, and that expanded on their view. And again, quoting, it said there is a need to ensure effective and secure treatment of third-party access requests. The need to secure that requires ICANN and the community to develop a unified method for accessing non-public GTLD registration data. Our concern was that it might be that the wording of purpose two was deemed inconsistent with applicable law, and if that was the case, then that purpose would end up dropping. So our view is that purpose needs to be revisited, which is why we did not adopt that recommendation. I should point out that, as I'm sure everybody knows, the working group itself also referred to that recommendation as a placeholder. Our concern with adopting it even as a placeholder was that absent any changes to it, it would become policy. And if that policy was then deemed to be outside of the law, then we would lose the purpose. And the second recommendation, or part of the recommendation that we didn't adopt, is a part of recommendation 12, which defines requirements for collection display of information in the organization field. And our concern there was that by suggesting that there would be a right to, or an option rather, to delete the contents of a field, you could end up with losing data, and perhaps much more importantly, you could end up in a situation where you would lose the identifying data as to who the registrant is. So for that reason, we didn't adopt that and ask that the phase two of the EPDP consider the extent to which deletion, as opposed to redaction, that results in loss of or changes to the name of the registrant is in the public interest and consistent with ICANN's mission. So, Yanis, that's an overview, a summary, if you will, of where we've got to and why we did what we did. Before I hand it back to you, perhaps I could just check in with Leon and see if he has anything he wants to add, if that's okay with you.
Thank you very much, Chris. This is Leon. And I have nothing to add to what you just said, but I would like to highlight that this, of course, triggers the process as required on the ICANN bylaws, Annex A1, Section 6B, to establish a consultation process with the GNSO Council as foreseen in the bylaws. So the next steps would be, of course, to undertake this process of consultation between the board and GNSO Council in order to try to address the issues that were detected on the approval process. So I guess if there are any questions in regard to why the board took this decision, or how we can address the issues raised or detected by the board, it would the best channel for doing this would be to raise these questions directly to the ESL Council, as Chris has stated, and of course make these questions part of this consultation process between the board and the ESL Council. Thanks.
Thank you, Leon. Thank you, Chris, for this information. May I ask, Rafiq, could you shed light on intentions of GNSO Council in your capacity of the liaison to GNSO Council? Rafiq?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, sorry. So, the GNSO Council didn't have time last week during the Council meeting to discuss the letter and the next action, but we scheduled an extraordinary meeting next week, I think for 90 minutes, to discuss the next steps and to prepare as expected by the bylaws that we will have the consultation with the board. So we'll have more details and information about how about the next steps by next week after the council meeting.
So thank you, Rafiq. Now I would like to open the floor for any questions if there are. That said, I also think it would be maybe useful to think of inviting either Chair of GNSO Council or Rafiq to inform the team after the meeting of the Council and in order to better understand what consequences the board decision may have on scope of our activities. So with these words, I open floor for any comments, questions team members may have at this moment. I see Mark. Go ahead, please, Mark.
Thanks, Janis. Mark Anderson, can you hear me okay?
Yes, please go ahead.
Great, thank you. First, I guess, you know, thank you, Chris and Rafiq, for providing that background. I think that was useful and helps sort of set the context of where we are right now. One of the things that Chris said really caught my attention. He said sort of the you know, hope, you know, I'm just going to paraphrase, but he said, you know, the conduit for the EPDP to sort of communicate on this one would be through the GNSO Council. Which I think is a good point. And, you know, now that we have, you know, this board action on our phase one recommendations and triggering a consultation between the board and the GNSO Council, you know, it seems like there may be an opportunity or this may be a point in time where we want to communicate something to the GNSO Council. Or at least open up a dialogue with them over these two items. I don't know what sort of the next steps will be, and I suspect the GNSO Council meeting that Rafiq just talked about there, the GNSO Council themselves will be trying to figure out, okay, you know, now that this has happened, what do we do next? So to the extent, you know, that the PDP could you know, provide our thoughts or opinions or, you know, any kind of information to the GNSO Council, I think that might be useful. So I know just my thought, especially reacting to what Chris said, I think, you know, he made a really good point about the EPDP communicating with the GNSO Council, and we should not miss an opportunity there.
So thank you. So anybody else? I don't see any further requests. Let then us. I know I see Margie. Margie, please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. It's Margie. Is there any action or follow-up that either ICANN org or the board is taking with the European Commission to clarify the conflation issue? Because it strikes me that I mean, the GNSO Council certainly isn't going to be as close to this issue as we on the EPDP are. And I think we all had probably different, you know, understandings of what that letter meant. And so rather than, you know, shooting in the dark as to what the next step is on purpose two, it would be nice to know if there's any, you know, communication underway to clarify what they meant about the conflation issue as it relates to purpose two.
Thank you. I see Chris, you want to answer?
Thanks, Yanis, and thanks for the question, Margie. I'd simply refer you to the board rationale where we say that we've asked ICANN org to continue to evaluate the proposed purpose and to request additional guidance from the DPAs regarding the legitimate and proportionate access to registrant data. So the answer to your question is yes, in the sense that we want our org to continue its efforts to obtain clarification from the DPAs. That said, that's not in any way intended to prevent the EPDP from undertaking any such activities should it wish to do so. But we've asked ICANN org to continue to try and clarify and elucidate. Thanks.
So thank you, Chris. I see Alan. Alan, please
thank
go
you.
Ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. I was going to ask a question very similar to what Margie said in terms of purpose two, and just noting that I could certainly come up with a purpose for ICANN, since one of ICANN's responsibilities is ensuring the reliability and trustworthiness of the DNS. That does translate to be to an ICANN purpose for purpose two. As opposed to just a processing activity, but I was just wondering how we go forward, but I think Chris answered that. Thank you.
So thank you very much. Let us then talk to, let me talk to the chair of GNSO Council and see whether we could engage in some kind of process with GNSO Council on this board decision, and I will come back to you with the proposal. It seems to me that there is an appetite to talk to GNSO Council on this topic. Would that be acceptable? Seems that's the case. And then let us move to the next item. And that is response from ICANN org on EPDP team letter. So we basically got response on our supplementary questions. In the meantime, those the proposal constitute the smaller group has been rejected, and we already. Talking about interaction with ICANN org as a team at the appropriate moment. And I think that the email from CEO confirms the readiness to engage with the team when we are ready and willing to do so. Any reactions, comments on this sub-item? I see none. Let us move then to the next, to item four. And I hope that we will be able to finalize our thinking on approach to phase two.
Yeah, this is Mark.
Yes,
sorry to
Mark,
interrupt.
Please.
I have my hand up.
Please, Mark.
Thank you. I guess it's just a quick question. I think the response from ICANN org seemed favorable. I guess I read it as essentially agreeing to your points. But I guess I'm not clear on what the next step is. Is the ball in ICANN's court, or is the ball in our court to come up with something and get back to ICANN.org? I guess I'm not sure what the next step is, who has the action items, and where we move from here on this.
Thank you for your question, Alan.
Yeah, thank you. It's an interesting question. The process that we have in the bylaws presumes that by the time the GNSO has made its recommendations to the board and board has taken action, the PDP has been dissolved. So the bylaws talk purely about the GNSO presumably having to reconvene a PDP or something like that to address the issues. This is a somewhat unusual situation that the PDP is still active when the ball has been tossed back to the GNSO. So I'm assuming the GNSO is simply going to refer it back to us as if they had reconvened a new PDP or reconvened the group to address the board issues, but that's clearly up to the GNSO at this point. So I think it's in their hands. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. I cannot comment, but I trust that what is in the bylaws very specifically written on this topic. Rafiq, please take note and convey this message to GNSO Council. And maybe come back at one point very soon with the confirmation that we're still in existence. Thank you. Answering a question in which court ball is now, I think it is or maybe in our court, in a sense that if we want to formulate policy questions that we would wish ICANN.org convey to the European privacy boards or data protection agencies to think about, which are relevant to our work. So then we should formulate those questions. And I believe that sooner or later, they will pop out as we will move to substantive discussions of proposed SSAD. Does it make sense? Probably. Thank you. So let us move to item 4. We had rounds of discussions, and I tried my best. Hadia, you want to talk on a previous topic? Please go ahead. No. We had exchange on proposed approach to phase two, and many comments that have been made have been incorporated in the proposal that is now in front of us. And if I may ask to put the slide deck on the table or on the screen, that would be helpful. And I would not like to go through in very big details. All I want to say is that in principle seems that proposed approach is acceptable. There are some points of tension, namely how fast we should go and whether we should work in one stream or in two. Basically we're facing a situation where one part of the team says we should not rush and work gradually in one stream not more than one meeting per week, and there is another part of the group which seems that we need to intensify our activities because this is a very important priority for the community. So what I would like to suggest is the following. Let us try to get over the procedural discussion and get on the page, on the one page on the basis of this proposal and address the substantive issues with a high level of discipline, if I may use that term, whereby proposed or everyone should make an attempt to follow a proposed schedule and provide input as requested on time, that we could proceed smoothly and closing up questions that we're talking about and then proceed further. So with that understanding, I would like to maybe to jump over to slide 5, which would indicate initial steps and deliverables with a concrete proposal of dates. That is to say, to demonstrate that we should strive to get to the point in our discussions specifically on the outlook of building blocks for SSAD by Marrakesh meeting, that we could spend face-to-face meeting in talking specifically on those substantive issues, because as you know, most of the progress can be achieved during face-to-face meetings. So, and with this, I would like to draw your attention to next slide on possible logical order in addressing topics that was prepared by staff, and I think that demonstrates in some case indicates also what are those building blocks that we should talk about and get agreement on. So we also would like to probably revisit certain elements of this document. Therefore, I do not consider this proposal as a static, but rather as a dynamic. And if we will see that our progression is not sufficiently swift, we may think of increasing a number of meetings, or we could suggest any other modification as we progress. And certainly, I promise that we would provide this midterm prospect on topics and suggested timelines for closure of issues as we go, that no one is taken by surprise or would not know what is under consideration. And that, of course, also will be done by help of worksheets that we will talk about later during this discussion. So with these words, I would like to see whether we could concur with the proposal and accept this approach to phase two and proceed to next items of more substantive nature. I see Ashley has hand up and then Alan. Ashley, please.
Thank you. Yes, this is Ashley with the GAC. So overall, I think the draft approach is looking really, really good. But speaking specifically to the draft approach slide, where you explained the decision to, or at least the proposal to stick to working on one track at a time, as opposed to working on them in parallel, you accurately describe the situation in which, you know, part of the EPDP group thinks we should be doing it in parallel and part of it thinks we should not. I'm just curious as to why we can't actually do this in the reverse, which is let's attempt to work at on these in parallel, see how that works and revisit if it's not working or if we find out that it doesn't work. I just would think that that would be the most kind of efficient approach to handling this rather than, you know, assuming that it's just going to be unworkable. I understand the concerns that have been raised, but until we've actually experienced it, I just don't know that we should be jumping the gun to the conclusion that we can't do it. Thanks.
So thank you, Ashley. Alan, please. Alan, please.
Sorry, I forgot to unmute on Zoom. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I would tend to support what Ashley was saying, but I understand the reluctance to commit to a dual path right now, and certainly prior, given that we only have a few weeks left until we go to Marrakesh, I can certainly support the single stream until then. But I raised my hand on a different issue. Presuming the GNSO is going to boot the board issues back to us, are we presuming that if they do, that we will interrupt phase the access discussion in our discussions and address the phase one issues that have to be fixed, corrected, ratified, or whatever? You know, that will take precedence over the normal work stream work we're doing? Or have you not considered how we're going to do that if it comes back to us?
Thank you, Alan, for the question. Let me answer with analogy. When I was climbing Matterhorn, a guide told me, don't anticipate, go to the obstacle and then think how to overcome it. So let us wait the decision of GNSO Council, and if issue will be reverted to us, then we will consider how to address it. For the moment, let us concentrate on our own task, which is identified in slide four. And if we will need to do something else, so then we will do it. Any other comments? Look, what I would like to suggest is the following. We will be talking at the later stage of this call on worksheets on topics related to a priority stream two. So maybe we could think of talking through those worksheets separately from the Thursday's traditional calls with those members who would be willing to look at them in parallel. And once we would conclude that reading of those worksheets, we would revert and would bring that information to attention of the team, unless all team will be participating in review of those on those worksheets. So that would be kind of a compromise between working in two parallel streams at the same time. And that my proposal is that only those team members who are interested and willing to do would join that parallel reading. The rest would be informed and would be able to provide input as a result of this parallel activity. So I see no reaction. I assume that we may give a try, starting from then next week. And certainly in Marrakesh, we will evaluate our progress, and we'll make all necessary decisions. So, with this, may I may I take that we can move to the next item? Seems to me the case. Let me then suggest that we address item 5, legal memos, and I would invite Caitlin to kickstart the topic. Caitlin, please, you have the floor. Caitlin?
Thank you, Yanis. This is Caitlin. I was just getting ready to share my screen, so apologies for the delay. So during our last EPDP team call, we noted that we would take the clarifying legal questions that we received to date and include them in a table that would assist the EPDP team in reviewing these questions. So on the screen before you, you'll see support staff's attempt at doing that. And I'd like to note a few things as we walk through the table. The first is that the deadline to send in clarifying questions to the team was this morning, and we did receive questions from the contracted parties as well as the business constituency, and all of those questions have been input into the table. So the way that we organize the table is to include on the leftmost column the topic of the memo received from Bird and Bird. So for example, the first memo is the issue of 6.1b. And then we organized in the next column the questions that we received from the EPDP team members on those, on that topic specifically. In the next column, what we attempted to do was to look at the relevance to the team's work in phase two. So you'll notice that in that column, we have input the relevant charter questions for the topic, if any, and or any remaining items from the phase one final report that were scheduled to discuss in phase two. And then in the rightmost column under EPDP questions to consider, support staff added some questions that the EPDP team, we would like you to consider as you review these questions specifically. A couple of other things that I'd like to note is that first, some of the questions received have been reworded slightly for stylistic reasons to make sure there's a consistency in style. However, we did note after each question which group provided the question. And also, as you scroll down in the sheet, you'll notice that at the end, we have all of the originally submitted questions and the way those questions were worded and where you can find them within the table. So of course, if you believe that the rewording of the questions either doesn't capture the essence or the intent of the original questions, please do flag that for us and we can revert to the original wording of the question. The other thing I'd like to note is that the purpose of the table is really to organize the questions so that the EPDP team can prioritize these questions. I believe there's approximately 20 questions that we've already received. And we want to be proper stewards of the legal budget that we have. And so there may be some questions that while would be interesting for the team to know or to receive further information on, they might not be relevant to the team's work in phase two. They may be relevant to another work stream, for example, the implementation of the phase one recommendations, or a question that would be relevant to work that was done in phase one that's no longer being discussed in phase two. So we attempted to flag those in the rightmost column, as I noted. And so we'd like everyone to review those and provide further information in that regard. So we sent this table out yesterday, so I assume that most people haven't had a chance to review this table in detail. So with Yanis's agreement, I would propose that we provide until next Wednesday for team members to review the table and provide any additional information on the questions that we've asked the team. But with that, I'll turn it back over to Yanis and ask for any feedback from the team, if there's anything we could do to make this more helpful or user-friendly.
Yeah, thank you, Caitlin. And then I understand that after collecting inputs, you would suggest which questions then would be passed on to legal counsel or to Bird and Bird for answering. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct, Yanis. Thank you.
Thank you. So with this, floor is open for any comments, questions to Caitlin that members may have. I see Margie, please. Go ahead, Margie.
Yes, hi, thank you. I guess my question is for the group is there a reason to not send the questions to Bird and Bird? I'm just mindful of the time and certainly, you know, where we've asked some clarifying questions, it seems like we could get them started so that it doesn't take so long to get a response back. So that would be my suggestion to see whether there can be this sent over to the legal team to start working on it.
Thank you, Marge. I think the answer to the question is no, there is no specific reason, but only we want to make sure that questions we're sending have not been answered yet. That's first. Second, that they are relevant to our work, specifically what we have to do. And that's why we're trying to regroup and get overall agreement that these are the right questions, and then they will be passed on. And I hope that we will get to that agreement by next meeting on 30. Also taking into account that GAC has asked to extend time for submission of questions, and I see Georgios now has his hand up. Georgios, please.
Yes, hello. Hello, everybody. This is exactly what I wanted to say, and I appreciate all the work done by staff and Caitlin for providing the matrix. And I also apologize that we had some work doing on the questions from the European Commission side, but also we didn't have the time also to discuss this on the GAC. And as I would like to convene a GAC position on these questions, I would appreciate if we take advantage of this extra deadline that you give us to submit the questions to Caitlin in between. And now to what was just said by Margie, I think it would be very, very useful to see also what is the targeted size of? I mean, we can ask indefinitely the legal counsel for questions, but it's rather I understood the exercise that was done by the staff here to try to focus on what is the most relevant for our work in phase two, and therefore maybe it would be also be a good idea to prioritize according to our next topics that we want to see, and then start to send the relevant questions to the legal counsel according to our schedule. So that's my quick suggestion, and I appreciate again the work done by the staff, and we will try to send this as soon as possible. Thanks.
Thank you, Georgios. Though one thing I can tell you, as soon as possible is not a satisfactory deadline. Could you make a more precise commitment?
Yes, I had exactly. This was primarily support by my colleagues in DG Justice, and I had a commitment for today. So I was hoping that I have some draft questions, but as I say, I need also to pass them through the GAC. As I said, it's not the commission position, it's a GAC position that we would like to convey regarding the questions. So by the end of this week, tomorrow, so I will try to have them passed to Caitlin.
So thank you very much. We note your commitment, and we keep you by your word. So thank you. I see also there is a traffic on the chat room where Walker is suggesting that questions also need to be reviewed whether they are not leading questions and that they should be right and the wrong questions will get the wrong answers. Anybody else would like to talk on legal memos? On legal questions? I see no further requests for the floor. So taking into account that GAC will provide their questions with input from European Commission by end of tomorrow, we then would try to put the final version out by next Tuesday, or staff will put out by next Tuesday for reviews. And I would like also to encourage members of the team to provide input in between if you have something to say on the proposed proposed table, that we can conclude the issue by during the next meeting. Would that be acceptable, Marika? You have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Yanis. This is Marika. I just want to flag, you know, one thing I put in the chat as well, that, you know, of course, we're currently focusing on clarifying questions in relation to the memos that have been received. You know, some of those topics, you know, clearly align with topics that are also in phase two. Others, you know, may belong or are currently somewhere else, as Caitlin noted. But in addition to that, you know, as part of the worksheets, we're also trying to get clarity on, you know, are there any other legal questions that are, you know, essential to inform deliberations on the topics that, you know, are part of phase two. So I would also like to encourage people, in addition to, you know, reviewing this document, to also make sure to pay due attention to the worksheets and start thinking about, you know, what are the essential questions that you think will help inform the EPDP team's consideration of that topic. Because, you know, I think as Margie noted, you know, some time will go into legal counsel coming back on any clarifying or additional questions the group may have. So, you know, the sooner, you know, we have a clear idea of those, also in light of you know, the budget conversation, you know, the more helpful that will be.
So thank you, Marika. So with this conclusion and taking into account Marika's invitation to think about other questions that may be asked, which would inform our deliberations, I would like to conclude this agenda item for today. We're expecting GAC proposals or questions by end of tomorrow. Other members of the team also are invited to provide input on current table or new questions that we could synthesize and put the final proposal out next Tuesday. So with this, I would like to move to next item, and that is proposed working definitions for the purpose of EPDP. If I may ask to put the document on the screen. Part of our conversation about the way to proceed in the phase two was to see whether we could draft a list of working definitions that, when we're using certain terms, we all understand those terms in the same way. That said, we're not striving to provide legal definitions rather than a common understanding. And in this respect, we circulated a proposal which by no means is exhaustive, but here we try to reflect those most important working definitions or terms that we would like to see being on the same page. Namely access, disclosure, unified access model, a system of standardized access, disclosure, accreditation, authentication, controller, data retention, data deletion, destruction, and also asking whether there are any other terms that need to be put on this list, which are important for our work and need to be interpreted in identical way. So I now would like to open the floor for any reaction to this proposal and any proposal to which other terms should be put on the table. I see Volker. Volker, please go ahead.
Yes, I just noticed we've already scrolled by that, but basically when we're talking about the unified access model, we are already presuming that the technical studies group model will be the defining basis for our model. I think that's a bit presumptuous, as we should first, before we define what the model means, define what we mean by access or disclosure, or how the different parts of the puzzle fit together before we find, can't even determine whether the model that the technical studies group has developed is fit for that purpose or not. So I think that goes already beyond the first step. The definitions should be very neutral going forward, so that we do not presume any outcomes. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Volker. I think that certainly intention is just to provide common understanding, and nothing is agreed at this stage. So we're working. Unified access model is frequently referred as a sort of model which was suggested or came out from technical study group. We have introduced, based on the charter, we have introduced another term, which is a system of standardized access / disclosure. In other words, SSAD, which basically is a standard, or term is meant to be describing a standard, which is built from different building blocks that we may want to think about and develop, and then see whether that system of standardized approach may be sort of transferred in this unified access model as suggested by the technical study group, or this should be implemented in a different way. On top of it, there is, as far as I understand, uncertainty whether this unified access model, as suggested by technical study group, or as a result of the work of the technical study group, is workable and feasible from the perspective of contracting parties, whether that diminished liability and all that. So the attempt of this list is just to provide terminology and explanation of terms that we would use by having the similar understanding of those terms, nothing more than that. So I see three further requests for the floor. Chris, Alan, and Hadia. Chris from the GAC, please.
Thank you very much, Chris from the GAC here. Just to, I think, cover off what Marika's put on the chat and Volker there, I think this document's a really good start for us to have some agreed terms, but I think it might be worth highlighting somewhere that they are working definitions or where they have been agreed by the group, because you know, as we go through this process, we'll certainly get to a point where hopefully we're happy about the meaning of some of these words and how they apply to this process. And on that, I think within the GAC, we've started to have discussions around some of these definitions, but I wouldn't say we're at the point where we've got a full agreement on those, but we will certainly work on that in the next week or so. And that's it, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. The notion of working definitions is mentioned in the title of this document. So these are working definitions and these are not legal definitions, and the only purpose is to be on the same page in understanding when we're using term, what we mean by that. Alan, please.
Thank you very much. I would suggest under the system for standardized access disclosure, we remove the term third party. The reason is that one of the major entities that will be requesting data that is not public is ICANN itself. And ICANN is not a third party, but I'm presuming that the same super infrastructure we build for handling access disclosure requests will also be used by ICANN compliance and perhaps other parts of ICANN to access data. So removing third party allows whatever the mechanism we're building to be the single mechanism that is used for all such requests, as opposed to having to build a completely parallel one to do the same thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Hadia, please. Hadia, your hand was up.
Thank you, Yanis. So generally speaking, I think that the working definitions capture the essence of our work correctly. And to Volker's comment, I don't believe that we were influenced by the technical study group work. Actually, to me, what the technical study group did is that it made it clear to us that a technical solution is feasible and possible, and full stop. I believe what actually directed us was mainly the charter of the group, which required us to come with a system that requires that allows access for third parties, lawful access of third parties with legitimate interest, and also we can see that the terms are repeatedly also used by the European Commission, whether in their comments on the report or in their correspondence with ICANN, where they continuously reference access to non-public data and how they urge ICANN and the community to come up with a unified access model that applies to all registries and registrars and provides a stable and predictable and workable method. There were some comments with regard to centralized and decentralized systems. And I think it is important for us first to define our system and come up with the characteristics of the model that we are looking for, and then look at the how. The implementation. And so it does make perfect sense to right now focus on the system itself, on the characteristics of the system, on the modalities of the system, defining the system, and then look into the how. Thank you.
Yeah, let me stress once again, it is not about this exercise is not about shaping the outcome of our discussion at the end. This is just the attempt to provide a list of terms that when we are using those terms, that we understand those terms in a similar manner. Nothing more than that. So, and then by using in unified way terms, we would get to substantive discussion on what system we're talking about, what we're trying to develop, and that's all. This is not about outcome. This is about just terminology. So I have Mark, Alan, and Sarah in that order. Mark, please.
Mark Sozarek. I would like to introduce an additional term to our definition list, which would be authorization. So we already have accreditation, which is the assignment of privileges to certain parties. Then we have authentication, which is the verification that the person is actually who they say they are. But finally, we need authorization, which is the process of delivering the privileges that are assigned to the person who has just been authenticated. So we really need to have that third term, authorization, added to accreditation and authentication. So I can put it into the Google Doc, but I wanted to introduce it verbally here
first.
Thank
you, Mark.
Thanks.
Noted.
I think we're all kind of trying to plug in on this adding and changing. I think if the best thing would be to put it into some sort of a Google Doc so we can not just move on so a lot, and we can all come to some sort of an agreement. I think we've best worked in the past where we can just all, you know, throw into a document and see what we can come up with and compromise on that, because I think we waste a lot of time. That being said, I was somewhat triggered by Alan. I'm sorry, Alan. And I've missed these back and forths. But just to say, I mean, adding ICANN or taking out third parties because you want to add ICANN. ICANN is the controller here. No matter what way you look at it, they don't need to get disclosure of data. You know, let's not rewrite the law while we're doing this as well. You know, they're just supposed to be simple definitions. So,
Sorry, Alan. I hear you very poorly.
Oh, sorry.
I do not know why. I got the sense of your intervention, but the quality of sound is not overly good.
Apologies about that.
Can you fix that somehow?
I think it's because I've got other people in the room here, so it's probably best to just move on.
So thank you, Sarah. Please.
Yes, hello, thank you. This is Sarah. I just want to focus on something we've been talking about in the chat. I think we really need to move this to a Google Doc or some kind of shared document where we can all put suggested changes. It is basically impossible to track suggestions in this kind of a conversation. And so I think for us to be effective here, the next step really just needs to be sitting down with the definitions and proposing changes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sarah. I think that you concluded, or you said what I wanted to say in conclusion. Unless someone else wants to speak on the topic. As Sarah suggested, maybe the next step would be to do necessary edits by all those who want to do those edits in Google Docs. I will ask Secretariat to put the document up as soon as feasible. I cannot say next 15 minutes, but after this call. So please provide your input. Maybe if we are attempting to conclude this conversation next Thursday, then maybe by Monday evening, if I would suggest as a target, not a deadline, but target, to provide any comments on Google Docs on this list, please feel free to add anything you want to add. Then on Tuesday, we will review with the staff and would put forward a proposal, which then we would attempt to confirm during the next call. So Marika is correcting me by Tuesday, because Monday apparently is a holiday in the United States. By Tuesday then. Thank you. Would that be acceptable? I see Alan is seeking the floor. Alan, please.
Yeah, just a quick thing. You said edits. I would suggest, since people may have competing positions, edits sort of leave the last person speaking gets their way. I would suggest people put comments in at this point and then staff try to resolve them.
Thank you. We will do that. So with the last Alan's correction, we then move to next agenda item, and that is item 7 on worksheets. And here I would like to ask Marika to kickstart the discussion. Marika.
Yes, thank you, Janis. If you give me 1 second to pull up my screen. So we're first talking about the worksheet for the System for Standardized Access on Non-Disclosure, or SSAD. Let me just share the draft. No, this draft hasn't been shared yet with the group, as it's really still a work in progress. And we're looking forward to hearing your input on the working order, or the proposed logical order for addressing topics, as you saw in the slide. So I think that's one specific action item for everyone to look at. But assuming for now that is an order that aligns with the expectations from the group, first of all, the order in which it needs to be addressed, as well as the topics that are expected to be considered as part of the conversation. Our proposal is then to capture that all in the worksheet, and what you see on the screen is, first of all, kind of the standard parts that you've also seen in the other worksheets. We're trying to list all the charter questions that are related to this topic, the phase one recommendations that are related to this. There were also a number of questions from the annex to the temporary specification. And what we've also added in already is some policy questions that were flagged in the TSG report. Of course, this does not mean yet that the group has made a determination on whether the TSG model is the one to pursue, but obviously there are some questions in there that will likely apply to any model that is chosen. So we thought it would be helpful to already include them here. I think the expected deliverable is hopefully clear as well. Standardized model for lawful disclosure access of non-public registration data, of course, with the details to be worked out and agreed. As you can see, there's already a pretty long list of required reading materials, and we would really like to encourage everyone to start on that, to make sure everyone comes to the table with the same knowledge and appreciation of all the work that has already taken place in this area, and all the expertise that already exists in some of the other efforts that have been undertaken that may serve as a starting point for the group's consideration. As I said, the list is quite long, and of course, if there's something missing there, please let us know as well. There may be briefings that the group may welcome at some point. One of the ones we've listed here is, for example, RDAP is one of those where the group may have further questions or would like to get a better understanding. There are some dependencies, I think, that came from previous conversations we've had, where the group or some indicated that the data protection agreements may be a prerequisite for much of the work in phase two. So again, that may be something we look at and see how that helps inform the conversations. But then, where we really need your input and guidance is on the proposed timing and approach for looking at these topics. As you saw in the previous, in the slide deck, we have put together a kind of proposed logical order. Again, this is really based on staff just looking at the different topics that have been identified and trying to think through, what would make the most logical sense when it comes to order of looking at these items. And then our thinking is that for each of these items, and for now I'll skip over the definitions and terminology, as we already discussed that in the previous item, as well as legal questions. We already touched upon that as well, but I said there are some questions that are here that came from previous conversations, so we definitely want you to look at those and see if those are still relevant and or whether there are additional questions that should be considered. But then I really would like the group to focus on the kind of approach for mapping out how to tackle the different topics that we've identified. And again, leaving aside now maybe the order, for example, looking at the first one, defining user groups, criteria and purposes, legal basis per user group. So what we first try to do is kind of define what, from a staff perspective, again, we think is the objective of tackling that topic. And again, this is really just a starting point for you to weigh in on and making sure that everyone is clear on, you know, and agrees on what the objective is of tackling that topic. You know, what are some of the materials that should be reviewed before, you know, discussing the topic? And again, here we for now have TBC, but I think there is some work that was done in the context of UAM that looked at user groups. I think the EWG may have done a similar work. And again, you know, we would really look to you as well, and based on your expertise, to point us to documents that, you know, may help kickstart this conversation or you know, provide a starting point for the group to do its work. And then very importantly as well, we want to make sure that, you know, we link all these topics with the charter questions and or phase one recommendations and or, you know, TSG policy questions, so that by the end we are really able to cross-reference that, you know, the group is covering all the topics that is expected to deal with as part of the charter. So again, you know, staff will make suggestions here, but if you believe we've missed something or there are other relevant topics, we really would like you to encourage you to point that out and add that. And then we would also look at, you know, are there any efforts in EPDP phase one implementation that are relevant? As you know, there is a recommendation that, I think it's recommendation 18, if I'm not mistaken, that recommends some implementation work when it comes to, you know, format of requests, timelines. So again, it's important to keep an eye on that and see how that may cross relate to the work that the group is doing. And then we're also trying to map, you know, specific next steps. And again, this is a starting point. Staff is making suggestions here, what we believe would be immediate next steps. And then as well, you know, we hope to for those steps to be able to associate a target, a deadline. As said, you know, there's of course some more work maybe in this category, but this is just to give you an idea of what that would look like. And then our approach or suggestion would be to kind of do the same, you know, for each of the topics. But again, you will really rely on the group here to kind of review this and make sure, you know, we've covered all the relevant information. But we're hoping in this way we'll be able to clearly map what is expected to be discussed under each, you know, topic that is identified, which will also then hopefully allow all groups to prepare accordingly and even ahead of time to think through what is coming and what needs to be done in order to get to a place where, you know, everyone's informed and able you know, to have that conversation. And also hopefully, you know, set clear deadlines by which we expect to wrap up conversations or by which we may want to move on to a next topic, because I think that's something that the group may want to consider as well. Maybe a certain time frame is set aside for certain topics, but, you know, if we cannot come to agreement or, you know, more time is needed, it may be worth, you know, moving to something fresh and kind of off circle back to make sure the group keeps the pace going and hopefully is able to make progress. So that's what we wanted to share with you. So we're really looking here for feedback. As said, you know, first of all, you know, do we have all the topics listed? Does the order make sense to you? Because again, that will really help inform us further building out the worksheet. And you know, our hope is then to post that as well, you know, sooner rather than later, similar to what we've done for the other ones. So you can start adding your comments and suggestions. So I think that's all I have for now. Yanis, I'll hand it back to you.
Yes, thank you very much. Marika, any questions or reactions to Marika's presentation? So I understand that we would this worksheet of priority one would really serve as a map for us to address topics or the building blocks of the system, and that this would be the main document that we would be working on, and we would document whatever agreement we will reach on any of those issues that Marika outlined as a suggestion including now you see the those building blocks in the kind of a logical order. We should attempt to finalize the outline of this worksheet in coming two, 3 weeks, that we could really dwell on the topics during the Marrakesh meeting. So would this be a common understanding? I see Mark Anderson. Mark, please go ahead.
Thanks, Yanis. Mark Anderson. I want to make sure I understand what I'm looking at. So the document being displayed in Zoom right now is a new one that wasn't previously shared. Is that?
Yes. Your understanding is correct.
Okay. And then I guess a follow-up, request that, when this is shared, if we can have it in a Google Doc format. When I was reviewing the existing worksheets, I found reviewing them in Google Doc was easier. And sort of related to that, one of the worksheets was PDF, and all the others were Google Doc. So I guess my request is that we have those in Google Doc format.
Yes, you have seen the proposed worksheets on topics that are left over from the phase one. And this is a new one. And of course, we're not expecting any immediate reaction, just this was introduction. And we hope that reaction will follow by next call. Marika, your hand is up.
Thanks, Yanis. This is Enrique. Yeah, I just want to clarify, there is indeed still one PDF on that wiki page, which is a really old version of this worksheet. I think we completely overhauled it. But that was basically when we originally started a conversation, and I think that was even before Yanis joined us. So we still have it there as kind of a record, but ignore that one for now. Focus indeed on the Google Docs. And not seeing any kind of immediate concerns about the way we're approaching this. My proposal will be that staff kind of fills it out for all the areas that we've identified here as best as we can, because obviously in some of these areas you'll have much greater knowledge and expertise with regards to work that may have already been done or relevant readings that need to be considered. And then as soon as we have that, we'll post that as a Google Doc, so you can similarly to the other ones start providing your input, and again make sure that we have a complete picture as possible for each of these topics.
So thank you, Marika. Any further comments? In absence, I would like then to invite members of the team to familiarize with this worksheet, which is available in Google Doc format, and provide any comments or input you may wish, and Secretariat will continue working on the document, and we will review it again next week, when we will have more time to look at it. So in absence of further requests for the floor, let me move to next agenda item, and that is worksheets from work stream 2, or now it's suggested to call priority 2. And Marika, again, please, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Yanis. This is Marika. So what you see on the screen here is the wiki page we've created that provides you with links to all the Google Docs that we've posted for what we're now, I think, referring to as the priority 2 items. All of those are posted, and some of you have already started reviewing those. I would really like to encourage everyone, and again, we really need your input here. On some of these, you know, there's quite a bit of information available, and I think the worksheets are, you know, probably already in a good state to kind of document, you know, what the objective is, what are some of the materials, and what are some of the expected next steps. But some of the other ones, that there's, you know, less information available. So we really need you to review these, and also making sure that, you know, everyone agrees on what expected next steps are, so we can actually start moving forward with some of those. Because again, you know, especially in the priority two items, there are a number of items that are dependent on, you know, something else happening or input being received from someone else. So, and those are maybe things that, you know, we don't need to spend calls on, but that we maybe can already kick off, you know, through a Google Doc or, you know, where we map out the questions. I want to say thank you, because I know some of you have already started your review. And we had initially said that, you know, that time was yesterday for, or I think, you know, prior to the meeting for everyone to review this. So, Jens, we may want to discuss and putting in a firm, hard deadline by which all the groups should have reviewed this, so we can, to a certain degree, you know, consider these, you know, final, at least from the perspective of, you know, scope and next steps, and so we can concretely start integrating those as well in the work plan and show what is expected to happen next.
Yeah, thank you, Marika. Now, when I see the list, I would like to ask you to harmonize the titles on the screen, on the front page, with the titles and terms that you are using in the document itself. Once you will put, for instance, the worksheet for priority one. So we're talking about system standards, access and disclosure, and so on. So I see Mark who is asking for the floor. But before I'm giving floor to Mark, I would like to say that those worksheets would be the topic of our conversation that we agreed to attempt in parallel with the working on priority one, and we will start next week with the reviewing two or three worksheets that is now visible on the screen. With these words, I would like to invite Mark Anderson to take the floor.
Thanks, Jonas. Mark Anderson. Just reacting to one of the things Marika said, you know, I understand the desire to get these to a finished state, but I think for them to be, you know, truly useful, they have to be living documents that you know, evolve as we discuss these topics and, you know, as we sort of deliberate on them and move towards recommendations. And so, you know, really, I think, you know, the due date for each of these to review needs to be, you know, before the meeting where we discuss the topics. You know, I think we have to be, you know, willing and ready to, you know, update them and, you know, as we add content and as we deliberate on them, and also as we learn what works and doesn't work. You know, and so, you know, I guess that's, you know, some feedback I want to provide. I think I've had a chance to look through these. I think they provide an excellent starting point for the most part. But, you know, I do think that, you know, this, for these to be really useful, this isn't, you know, they're not the type of documents that we can say, okay, everybody review by Tuesday of next week, and then we're done, and we never go back and change them again. They really need to evolve as we go through the process of the PDP.
So thank you, Mark. I confirm that your understanding is absolutely correct. They will be using those worksheets as a basis for our conversation, and we will reflect in them the outcome of our conversation, and they will be living documents until we will draw conclusion. The recommendations will be formulated, then those documents will become static. But until then, they will be living documents, and we'll refer to them every time when we will address a topic which is reflected in each of those documents. So any other requests for the floor? In absence, I would like then to encourage members of the team to look at those worksheets. Let me suggest first two we would attempt to review next week during the call specifically dedicated to priority two. And if I may suggest Friday, 2 p.m. UTC. And this call should not be considered as a full team call, but everyone who wants to participate are welcome to participate in this call. Unless there is a violent objection for Friday, 2 p.m. UTC. So this is the time when I can, not I can, but I can be on the call. But if not, then we will reschedule. But then that will be week after, but not on Friday. So with this, I would like to go to next item of our agenda, and actually that is not any other business. I discovered that we omitted one important topic that we should at least start talking about, and that is a call for input on phase two topics from other groups, ACs and SOs. And if I may ask Marika to put on the screen the proposed document, which is input template. SOs, ACs, SGs input template dated 22nd of May.
Yes, if you give me 1 second, my word is not cooperating. I'll get it up as soon as.
Yeah. So based on proposals that were made on the last call, that we should engage with the other ACs and SOs in a timely manner. Secretariat has produced a template which also contains questions that we would seek SOs, ACs to provide input to, questions that are related to our work. And the document was circulated prior to this meeting. I believe that not everyone could have chance to look them through. But if by any chance team members have looked them through, that would be now time to make any preliminary comments. So objective would be to formulate those questions by next Thursday, that we could send out that call for input to other ACs, SOs with a timeline of 21 day as required by documents or by rule, which then mean that we would have those inputs back prior Marrakesh meeting, and we could talk through them during our face-to-face meeting. So that's the plan. Now floor is open for any comments at this stage. I see none. Please don't hesitate. In absence of any comments at this stage, I would simply like to ask team members to review the document by next Tuesday and provide any input, comments, additional questions that we should ask other ACSOs with the aim of concluding the formulation of this call for input during the next call, that we could send them out soon after. Would that be acceptable? Mark, please, you have the floor.
Thanks, Jonas. Mark Anderson. I haven't had a chance to look at this document at all yet. I know it had been previously sent out. I'm not sure Tuesday is enough time to be able to review and provide feedback on this document, especially considering the all the other action items we have. I think we need a little more time than Tuesday.
Thursday would be fine. So Marika tells me that initially the feedback was asked by Wednesday. Please make an effort. This work needs to be done, and if you could, again, it's not really very difficult. It is fully related to overall work that we're doing here. These questions should be on our mind at least. They should be on our mind, and that wouldn't be so difficult to see whether suggested questions are good enough, or if there is something else, please add. With this, and in absence of further requests for the floor, let me turn to another topic on our agenda, any other business, and that is the following. During the last call, if I'm not mistaken, that was contracting parties who asked question whether we would have any briefing of experts on topics related to our activities, as it was the case during the first phase, namely when Becky was invited to talk about privacy and data protection. So I would like to see whether I could make a proposal. That being, I was approached by Steve Crocker, who is working with a group of people they're working on the framework on who is, which in my view is very much linked to our work, but is broader than we're looking at issues in phase two. And I would like to see whether you would be in agreement to receive a briefing from Steve Crocker on behalf of the group of experts on their work, which would inform our own discussion and maybe stimulate our own thinking. So that is my proposal. I can, of course, circulate that in writing, giving you slightly more details. And I would not take, I'm not suggesting that this briefing would be on Thursday during, as a part of our traditional call. That would be additional call of about 60 to 75 minutes, specifically devoted to that briefing and conversation with Steve Crocker. So please think about it and let me know if that would be agreeable. I see some people are cheering that proposal, some are still in reflection. Please think about it, and we will come back to it during the next call. So, is there anyone else wishing to speak under any other business? No. If I may ask then Secretariat to reconfirm action items that we agreed during this call.
Hi, Yanis. This is Caitlin Tubergen for the transcript, and I'll review the action items that I captured today. The first action is for Yanis to reach out to the chair of the GNSO Council and ask if the EPDP team can engage with the council with respect to the board resolution, and after which Yanis will refer back to the EPDP team with a proposal. Second action is for Rafiq as the GNSO Council liaison to seek clarification from the GNSO Council regarding the bylaw-triggered consultation process following non-adoption of parts of certain recommendations. Third action is for the GAC to provide any legal clarifying questions for incorporation into the legal questions table by the end of tomorrow, Friday, May 24th. Support staff will then update the table and provide it to the team. EPDP team members are requested to provide comments on the legal table with respect to the relevance of questions for phase two and prioritization of the questions by Wednesday, May 29th. Support staff will convert the working definitions list into a Google Doc and distribute it to the team as soon as possible, and then the team can propose any comments by Tuesday, May 28th. EPDP team members to familiarize themselves with the system for standardized access disclosure worksheet and provide any input on the document to be reviewed during the next call. We ask that EPDP team members continue to review the worksheets, and anyone interested may participate in an additional call to review the worksheet regarding priority two items, a date to be agreed upon. And then team members to please review and provide input on the early input template by Wednesday, May 29th, to aim to conclude the template during the next EPDP team call. Thanks, Yanis. That's all I have for today's action.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Caitlin, for capturing those action items. With this, in absence of further requests for the floor, I would like to draw conclusion to this meeting. So thank you very much for active participation. And if I may ask team members to roll up sleeves and try to contribute to all the action items as much as you can, that we can swiftly proceed in our work. So thank you very much. And I wish all of you either good night or good rest of the day. This meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference. Please remember to disconnect all lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.